Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, damn it, Kobe, he is here.
He is.
Look at him. Fresh haircut, fresh suit. Good Lord, we were worried to death, Professor. Your face was about to be on the side of a damn milk carton.
Wouldn't be the first.
Usually it's a wanted poster. Yeah. Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? Great to be back. Shout out, how about because of what we're doing this weekend, how about a shout out to the old homestead, Greenville, South Carolina.
G Vegas, kids.
That's right.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide.
Hello.
Hello. See, Tim, I bring you in hot, and then you come in, hello. You come in like boy. You come in like Boy George.
Hello.
Rob brings you in with a fist in the air, and you come in with a limp wrist.
Yeah, exactly. This week, like, I come in hot. I come in like you're Van Halen, and you come out like, do you really want to hurt me?
That's right. Hello, everybody.
Exactly. Like a real, I want you like Billy Idol.
Hello.
Yeah. Get him.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, and we don't have Sean here. Sean's on vacay this week.
In vacay.
Yeah, and he's on vacay in Vegas. Anyway, so I tell you what. I love this time of year because all the new cars are coming out. And, of course, the Motor Trend Show this weekend, we had all these new cars. All the late model cars are there. And I'm an old car guy, but you got to have a daily. And I'm as Tim Greer would call it, I'm a hot rod hypocrite. I'm a fan of my daily. And I know I preach to people all the time, you got to drive them, yada, yada, yada. But when you start driving them all the time, you have problems like Tim Greer has.
You start right. Hating them.
So as long as you got AAA, my wife pays for my AAA.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Driving an old car will send you to damn AA is the problem. That's the thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I mean, in the spring and the summer, ain't nothing like it. Just getting in one, driving to work, whatnot. That's great. But if you got to drive it every day, you don't want to do it. You know, it's like the best one ever. I used to have people look at my old flared out vet. And this thing rode literally. I have rode in 2-horse buggies that rode better than this car. And being pulled by a pack mule.
You can quit talking about my mom already.
And a huntery pack mule. And, you know, and people used to look at an old vet, and they're like, man, if I had a car like that, I'd drive it every day. If this is the only damn car I had to drive, I'd walk. You know, but, I mean, it's fun to drive every once in a while. Like, every once in a while, like, you know what, I need to give my chiropractor some money. I'll drive this.
You know, I think about the same thing a lot of times, you know, riding around in a luxury vehicle and stuff. Like, when we were kids and we had mini trucks and all that stuff, and just like the other day, riding around in the bug, it literally is like driving a lowrider. It bounces, it beats you to death. I'm like, how in the Sam world did we daily this stuff?
Yep, I guess we just get old.
You were 16 then.
You look like a bobblehead in that thing.
I know. I'm like, how did
like,
we?
That's what you do.
How did we daily this stuff forever?
But I mean, and the thing is, I had my 95 Nissan hard body. It was a truck. It was a year old. Had no miles on it. What do? Lowering blocks and crank the torsion bars down. I took a perfectly good running driving truck, and I made it where it would knock reflectors out of the middle of the road. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
It eats tires off of it. It rides like crap. And you know what? Ain't it cool?
I remember pulling out of Hardee's one time at Bowling Springs in my 85 Mustang, and we had lowered it by heating the springs. And I laid 2x4s.
I thought I was bad for cutting them.
I laid 2x4s on the ground, laying down, not up, like, you know, laying down, and let it cool. And anyway, we come out of Hardy's one day, and we had a teeter tot. So everybody in the car is rocking to get over that little hump, you know. Over. To,
but ain't it cool?
It was cool.
Or like I had my buddy, Keith Garrett. He had a 93 Mustang GT, and it had underdrive pulleys, which is the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Like, literally, what do you want? Two extra horsepower and a battery that will never be charged? Hell yeah, sign me up.
Don't drive at night.
Yeah, exactly. Cut your headlights on. As the car lopes, you see the lights go from dim. It looks like a prison movie. The lights go dim, they go in. I mean, they're horrible. And I mean, like, every time, if the damn car went to 5-speed, we'd been in trouble. Literally, I pushed that car more than I rode in it. We'd get parked somewhere. And it almost got to the point where he parked it. He always parked it with the front out. Because we knew it wouldn't start back. And the thing is, not, you know, it was bad enough that you had an alternator pulley that was the size of an acorn. But the other problem was, is, you know, you got this big stereo and this big amp and the best rebuilt battery you could possibly buy. And you know, and then you wonder why you have starting problems with your car. You know, and you're sitting there like, boom, boom, your bass and all this stuff. And you pull in. You pull into your Arby's and you cut, and like literally, if you don't cut the headlights off 5 minutes before you cut the car off, it's not going to start.
And of course, it probably had GTS headlight covers on it too.
Oh, duh, of course. And I mean, that's what you do because it's cool. That's why. It's like we had to tighten his rear wheels up about every 3 days because we had to put spacers on there because they didn't fit right. And I guess putting longer studs was totally out of the question. So what do you do?
You don't
crap, I need to tighten my wheels because I'm feeling a vibration. The damn wheel's coming off the car.
You only have three threads on
you have four. Yeah. And, you know, and a Foxbite Mustang only has four studs. And they were all be finger tight every 3 days. And what do? You walk out there with your four-way, you know, before you go to school. Yeah, she's good. I'm good for another couple days.
Let's go race.
Give it to school.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the drag strip. I'm on day two on these studs. We're good.
Oh.
But that's why you need a daily.
Yep.
So you can live.
You know, that's what I was talking about this the other day. You know, I really don't know how we did it. Or even see some of these guys nowadays. I mean, yeah, they're young, but they are driving like these Hondas and stuff, slammed on the ground with all that camber in the tire, knowing with all that camber putting them tires, they're at like literally like a 90-degree angle. I wouldn't even call it a 45. I mean, them things are almost laying rim to rim. Them tires can't last more than 2 weeks.
A week, I was going to say.
You know, about 2 weeks.
Not very long.
You know.
Well, the upside is they can actually flip them around.
So you get 4 weeks. You get a month out of one set of tires that probably cost you $300. So I'm just like, that is just, to me, people, I want to say it, but that is just crazy. Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Stupid.
But we used to.
Well, I mean, people did dumb things.
Now, like me and Robert talking about the other day, you know, back in the day, we were just joking around with wheels. Throwing a set of 13 by 10 with literally 1-inch backspace.
Oh, and that was the coolest thing ever.
You know, the wheel stuck out 12 foot outside the car, you know.
And you wonder when you rode with your
like
window.
Roller skate.
And you rode down the road with your window down on a rainy day while you got wet.
And dirty.
It's them runners, you know. Just,
so y'all was them guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was just
dumb. Spokes?
No.
That was the old
no.
Hammer wheels.
Oh,
Hammer time.
Prime Hammer. And never have a center cap.
That's right.
Never.
Because a bolt.
I don't think those wheels even came with damn center caps. I don't think I've ever seen a set.
It's a myth.
Yeah.
Like, I see them in the pictures with center caps, new, but I don't think they ever came with them.
But, like, my little Nissan Hardbody, I had 13 by 8. With literally probably a 1-inch backspace. They stuck out so far.
You can
far.
Swap the brake pads without taking the wheel off.
But yeah. The ball joints literally lasted about a month. I mean, because...
A month? You must be buying Moog.
Well, it's got to be the same process of what these guys are doing on these four-wheel drives now.
I'm going to tell you something. These four-wheel drives, they'll throw spacers on them.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I mean, they got 8 inches of spacer on a 12-inch wide wheel. And I understand, you know, if you're sitting on 8 studs, I mean, realistically, it's not going to come off. But I would feel better having a little bit of that weight kind of over the middle. Yeah. It's all hanging out there. And then at the end of the day, I don't really understand why. Do you really need a 108-inch wide vehicle?
Well, you want to look like a roller skate.
I mean, like, what's the gain from that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't either on that one. But I do get the Daytons with 13s with the wide
wheels. Oh, that's class.
You're never going to go over 40 miles an hour.
Or a hard body. You know, you got to.
Just Daytons in general. That's just classy.
I love
it's classy.
I love Daytons.
I love them. I love them. I tell you what I don't love is these damn commercial breaks. So, guys, we got to take one. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? Shout out to, you know, we've got our international auto show here this week, and historically there's been another arguably much larger one that's going on in the city of Detroit, Michigan. I think they have actually moved it to June, which I'm very happy to hear.
Well, that definitely makes attending the show a lot easier.
It does if you're from South Carolina.
I promise you.
So you don't have to have a snowplow?
And you can get there.
You can get there.
You can get there without your snow boots. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
All right, Dan.
So, you know, we're talking about daily drivers, you know, and we're talking about the new cars. You know, we got 2020 cars, which most of your 2020 models are already out now. See, that's the new thing. Like, you know, back in the day when new cars came out, it was a January, February thing. Everyone's wild, December, you know. Like, I remember hearing stories from my grandfather, like when the new Chevrolets would come out because we were raised right. That's what we looked for. So you go to the Chevrolet dealership and you'd look in the glass in the showroom and it'd be covered up like that new Chevrolet. And it was like hush, hush. And that's before Motor Trend and the internet and spy photos and all this stuff. And like people would stand outside to see the new model. And then, like, you hear stories about the lady that got the first Mustang. Yeah. You know, the salesman sold it to her by accident. The very first Mustang. Yeah. She got it before the one at the World's Fair was even there. Yeah. And she was riding around in it.
For a year.
You know, that's just nuts, you know? I mean, you're basically riding around in a concept car.
You're riding around in something that's priceless.
Right.
And you're, you know, eating chicken nuggets in it. Well, I guess in the 60s, they probably weren't eating chicken nuggets.
Chickens didn't have fake. Chickens didn't have all them extra parts.
Chickens didn't have nuggets in the 60s.
Yeah, buffaloes didn't have no wings.
They didn't have no fingers either, I'm telling you. I'm a city boy, but you ain't going to pull that one past me.
Well, you also had, like, Cadillac and the big, you know, Imperial, Chrysler, Lincoln. I guess Ford did it, too.
Is he allowed to say Chrysler on the radio?
I'm not. I don't like it.
Okay, go
but
ahead.
But unfortunately, FCC.
I know we've been warned about not saying certain words.
I'm not allowed to say it emphatically.
Yeah, okay. The FCC turned down my complaint and suggestion to put that on that list of words we're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Well, these premium brands, though, I mean, they would have, like, big, like, black tie dinners and, you know,
but it was a big deal.
That was huge.
That was, I mean, it was huge. It was like, I mean, and that was ruined. Like when a C8 Corvette came out, they built it up and they showed you a blurry image of it. Then they showed you one with a twister wrap on it. And then they showed what the car was. And then, of course, every YouTuber in the world had an opinion about it.
And then they plopped one down at Kevin Whitaker and said,
Doors open.
Hey, boys, check this out. But they're still excited about it, but they can't. You can look at it. You can look at pictures. You can flip through your little book on it, but you can't get one yet.
All right.
Look, my buddy, he ordered one, and every time I see him, this is what he does. My car, I moved up to 2,000 level now. 2,000. He said, tax day, my car will be here. April 15th.
It's an awful day to take delivery of a new car.
Yeah. Well, for any business owner, it's a horrible day. Yeah. But you see what I'm getting at. And he's getting his new Corvette. And this is my thing. All right, you're getting a C8 Corvette. That's exciting. And I'm going to drive it. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited about the payments attached to it, but you know what I'm saying. But this is the thing. Okay, so his C8 Corvette, he orders it in blue. I don't know. Of all the colors you can get, and some odd colors on the C8 Corvettes, they got all these highlighter colors.
I like that rust color. It's like, I forget what it's called, but
I don't see,
yeah, it looks like rust.
I've got the mentality like my old man on these new colors. You know, like Sean, he ain't here to defend himself, so we'll talk about him. You know, he comes riding up with his McLaren, and he's got a suit. What up? How much is that McLaren?
What?
Roughly cost? What? A couple hundred grand?
Price.
New, 260, 270.
Yeah, he told me new, $355.
Yeah, it's highly optioned then. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's
a lot.
Up there.
It's a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, he gets that car and he comes pulling up and it's funeral home gray. No, it's storm gray. No. You need to hang out with Kim Pitts, my father. He's seen it. Damn, son. That's a pretty nice car. Is it the only color they had was funeral home gray?
Apparently my parents' 86 Bonneville was storm gray too.
Yep. Exactly. But you see what I'm getting at, you know?
The same color as 90% of the caskets.
Exactly. You know why? Because you're probably going to die in it. That's right. Why. I mean, all you can do is go to cookout, get your burger.
And they don't even notice.
Some deep fried French
fries. Yeah.
Inside
French joke. Fries.
And wink at the chick inside.
Get some tater tots and go on home and cry. I mean, go on home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Oh.
Camera guy, why are you laughing over there?
Yeah, he can be, you he like, can be you listening
like, that's
to
funny.
Us.
I'm just saying. I like tater tots.
I like tater tots.
You forgot to introduce the cameraman.
Hell, he never speaks anyway. What does it matter?
Say something.
So anyway, we're talking about these new cars. So, Professor, if you're going out right now and you're going to buy you a new car, and I mean a brand hammer new car, they don't make the ATS-K no more, so that's out of the picture. What would you get?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. They actually did bring out a replacement. It's called the CT4, and it is the new ATS. And if I were looking for a new car that's, you know, realistically comfortably in my budget, that is what I would look for. But as it turns out, I think I'm going to hang on to my 17 and maybe buy a little something old to play around with.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying in a new car, if you were going to go buy a new car.
It would be the new version of what I have right now.
Well, see, I buy one every few years. I mean, I write it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like we're talking about off there. You know, I'm a Cadillac, man. I'm the man that talked you into a Cadillac.
Yeah.
From a Chrysler. Can I get a hallelujah?
See, now you said that emphatically.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, okay? I literally thought, like, Tim, you know, because you're a religious guy like that.
We were the ones that brought church to opening up 3 and 4 days a week.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you what we did. So I was on Facebook, liking my mama's post so I don't get in trouble. And I'm on Facebook, and Richard says, thinking about getting a new car. Something plush, something nice. The first thing somebody did, have you seen that new 300C, that John Varvatos edition? And don't get me wrong, I got some John Varvatos Chucks. I love them. They're great.
Who's John?
Google them.
Anyway.
They don't sell it at Walmart. Okay. So, anyway.
Dollar General's album, Tim.
Yeah, when we say DG, it ain't that DG. So, anyway. So, that's wrong one. Anyway. So I saw that post, and you know what else I saw? I saw the producer telling me we got another commercial break coming up.
They fly.
Every time we get in the middle of a good story, we're going to leave you hanging on that one right there. Guys, we're talking all about new cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours, your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. Got your cans on?
Got my cans
on. See, that's why we can't go to war, Kobe, because you'd be the one going back to base to get your damn gun.
Oh, they're shooting.
I mean, everybody's locked and loaded, and Kobe's over here.
No, I was checking my phone because I'm now the proud owner of a 1940 Western Flyer bicycle.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's good, because we keep talking about Chrysler. Somebody's going to need to borrow it to ride home.
Richard.
All right.
That's why the trunk in them so big.
So, then of course, you know, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Well, a shout out to Grand Rapids, Iowa.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
And bike owner.
And bicycle owner.
You're going to be able to get to work now.
It's going
to
look cool in front of the old gas station.
I don't know what's going on with my chair. It's just dropping. Like, they get this thing off Wish or something? What the hell?
That's my chair.
I'm shrinking.
He did it.
I think it's the Country Fried Steak doing it.
No, Tim did it on purpose. I've watched him switch the chairs.
No, I didn't either.
I watched
the same chair I had last week.
That's like terrorist moves.
I watched him switch the chairs out. Yep. When you weren't in here, he switched chairs out. I know he did.
You want to know the quickest way to shorten your radio career? Mess with my chair. That's what it is.
Well, you are a little shorter now.
I am a little shorter now. I feel like a little midget or something over here. It's crazy.
Just keep on going.
And it keeps dropping down. We'll be sitting Indian style here in a second. Then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend.
The chair stealer.
The guy that touched my chair, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
You know, so we're talking about new cars. And we were talking about the professor, and we were talking about Cadillacs. So the professor makes a Facebook post online, and you know, very rarely do I act on something, but I saw this and I felt like it needed to happen. Like, I felt like I needed to step in, like something, I felt like a higher power touched me and said, Rob, you need to fix this. So the professor makes a post, says, hey, I'm going to get a new car. I want something comfortable. I want something classy. Now, he was driving a late model Challenger then. And the first thing it is one of those Dodge people said, hey, you seen that new John Varvatos 300C? Stop right what I was doing, literally. I don't even know what I was doing, but I stopped it. I picked up the phone because this isn't a text message situation. I called him. I said, Richard, we need to talk. He said, what's going on? I said, listen, I got a question for you. When somebody's buying something nice, you're buying the nicest of something. Are they buying the 300C of something? No, they're buying the Cadillac of it. Exactly. Period. The end. You need a Cadillac. I don't know, man. You know, I mean, I like my Challenger. I just want something a little bigger. I said, drive a Cadillac. He said, maybe. Guess what he did? He drove a Cadillac. He bought a Cadillac. Yep. Drove the first Cadillac. He bought the first Cadillac.
Second.
Second Cadillac.
But it was the same day. Like, I left after the first one and went and looked at the second one and bought it.
Exactly. That right there, and he loves it.
I don't want to get rid of it.
He loves it. We've took that Cadillac and outrun Mustangs with it.
Repeatedly.
We beat Mustangs like a rug with a four-cylinder turbo Cadillac. It puts joy in my heart. Like, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want, hallelujah, yep. Hallelujah. I mean, like, I'm jumping up
you
and
brought
down
him to the Lord.
With joy. I am. I mean, like, literally, I'll be honest with you, I've done a lot of shady things in my life. And I really think, like, I'm going to be standing in the pearly gates one day, and they'll be like, Rob, you know what you did, but you remember your buddy Richard? Come on in.
You put him in that Cadillac.
You all right. Come on in. You know what I'm saying. I think I'm going to get a pass on that for that one. You know what I'm saying? That's doing the Lord's work. That's what that is.
That's right.
Because you saved a man from them Dodges.
A-okay in my book.
Hey, like the Fonz. I'm telling you.
Jimmy Swagger would drive the same car.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Sure, that's I think endorsement.
I think Jim Baker had one too, but I ain't saying anything. That's right.
We do know Elvis had one.
Elvis had plenty. Look at him.
Yep.
Kobe, you're going to go buy a brand new car right now. What would you buy?
I've been thinking about this because I'm actually kind of somewhat.
Kind of. Maybe
by the end of the year, I'm in the market because, you know, I got rid of my F-150. I'm going to be in the market for a daily.
Well, man, there's nothing
a very nice luxury.
Getting rid of a Ford is always a plus.
Well, yeah, but – and I've been thinking about it, too. And believe it or not, and it ain't because of this, but I'm either thinking either a Cadillac luxury car. Not an SUV, but a luxury car.
You know what I like about you? You know a good thing when you see it.
I'm either thinking that or maybe a Lexus.
What?
Yep.
A Lexus? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right. I had the Lexus talk.
I said one or two.
Right. Well, I had the Lexus talk. You got a thumbs down from the camera guy. He doesn't speak. He's mute. Best cameraman around. Don't speak.
Silent Matt.
Yeah, Silent Matt. He just gave you the thumbs down. So, this is my thing with a Lexus. Yeah, they're nice. But at the end of the day, they make a Toyota version of every one of them.
They do.
You're exactly
and,
right.
And that's what bothers me. Like, I don't want a dressed-up Camry. You know what I'm saying? That bothers me. You know, I don't want that. And I understand that they make Chevrolet versions of the Cadillacs. I understand that.
Not really anymore.
Not, well, some, but, well, a
just
little.
The truck.
Suburban?
Yeah, the Suburban and the Tahoe and then the XT5 and the Equinox.
And the GMC.
Traverse.
Yep.
But, you know what I'm saying. But I don't know. I just can't get down with it. I mean, and they're plush. And I mean, I like the Infinities. I used to work for Nissan, but I can't.
I love the way the Lexus front ends look now.
I mean, they're pretty.
I really do.
I mean, they're pretty, but
you've seen
them new Cadillacs? I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, they're nice. That's why I said I mean, it's going to be one of the other.
Actually going to comment the one thing that I wouldn't want about a Lexus is the new front end.
See, I love the front end.
Really? Yeah. It's a taste. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
No, there isn't.
I beg to differ.
But I ain't buying no I ain't buying no Kia. No.
No, well, I mean.
Well, I would buy a Kia just because it outwhooped the Rambler. But
not the Rambler.
No, the Trailblazer. Well,
let's back us up now.
It probably would outrun the Rambler.
Yeah, whatever.
That's
Tim's it would here, today.
Tim's over here bench racing right now.
Tim got stung.
Carter has a motor in it. He's like,
stung. What was that thing called?
Stinger.
That's right.
He's like two-thirds of the guys at the track. If I didn't have my good motor on the stand, I'd have got him.
That's right.
It never changed. I want to tell you something. I went to the drag strip literally every Thursday night from ninth grade to graduation. I took a 10-year break from the drag strip. I went back to the drag strip. The same damn guys are there.
Exactly.
Add a beer gut to them and a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And a ball head.
And they're saying the same damn thing every weekend.
Yep.
I didn't get no traction.
Nope.
No, you... 10 years, we haven't figured this problem out yet. I'll tell you what the problem is. You ain't got enough power to break loose. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can feel it breaking loose. No, you're driving down a gravel driveway. That's what that is.
I didn't have my bottle warmed up.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah.
Or I forgot to purge. Or I didn't have my valve open. Or,
yeah, you forgot to bring your car, apparently.
Or Uncle Roy didn't put the right air pressure in. Or, I mean, I hear them all. I hear
something. What was wrong with your reaction time? I don't know. I think something's up with the tree. You know, I wasn't ready yet. Were you tying your damn shoe?
Being up at the
I could have chalked you to see if you're moving or not.
You've been in a tower announcing just like I have. You will hear them. And then I had one just not too long ago. I was out at local drag strip doing some announcing. Dude makes a pass. Horrible. His buddy comes running up at the tower. You went quick on the tree. Dude, I don't do it. I hit a button. It does it itself.
You know what?
You know?
At the end of the day.
Yep.
Drag racers, I love you guys. I love you all.
But y'all got a million excuses.
I'm going to tell you something. You got
cry
more.
Babies.
Oh, God.
Cry babies.
And you are drag racing. Yeah. You're saying.
I'm telling you, they cry babies.
They are. They are cry babies. They are cry babies.
Something is the matter.
I'm telling you. You better be glad I got my curb protectors on my fairings on my Dodge Demon, or I'd have took you.
I talked to a promoter the other day.
Speaking of which, have y'all seen the 50th anniversary Charger Wide Body Daytona? They made those curb feelers pink.
Really?
And according to my buddy Kenneth, he said they did it because the guy who designed them to be shipped was pissed off that people were leaving them on. So he's like, we're going to make them pink.
They'll still run them. Do you know they actually make them? There's people that are making them aftermarket now because so many people are putting them on their cars. So you're telling me, I mean, okay, this is something you throw away. So this is like me making aftermarket, like, Publix grocery store bags and selling them.
If you're going to make them aftermarket, why not make them black?
Why?
Well, see,
then nobody can see them.
This is the thing, though. Believe it or not, probably that guy that you're talking about that made them pink, he probably just became a lot of people's heroes. You know why? Because every woman is going to trade her yellow ones for their pink ones. There's a lot of Dodge owner women Dodge.
And aren't these really called curb feelers?
No, they're the thing on the splitter.
There's guards.
Yeah, they're shipping guards.
Shipping guards is
what they
are.
After y'all mentioned it a few weeks ago, I started noticing them on cars.
Although, I will say this, though, Chevrolet guys are just guilty of it because transport wheels, the 22-inch transport wheels, every six-lug guy runs them on their truck.
Yep.
I'm guilty of that, I got to say it. But other than that. But it's still not as bad as the yellow curb feeler things.
Curb feelers.
I'm telling you.
We
got to take a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 1863 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst, Cadillac driving guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Good. That's a fun town.
It is. Everywhere in Louisiana.
When you say Baton Rouge and people that have been there, they always give you that smile.
Yeah.
That means they almost got arrested. I'm just telling you that. That's either, how you know.
They either almost got arrested or they met some really cool people.
Yeah. Which almost got you arrested. Yeah,
that's
how
the
that
bio.
Works. It's that too. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / On the Road Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone. Is that loud enough?
Yeah, it's a little better. You
a little friendlier, maybe.
You went George Michael that time instead of Boy George.
Okay.
Step up, son. You act like you're sitting on a sack of BB, son.
You look like you sit on the ground.
I'm telling you, I'm more comfortable sitting Indian style, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, we're talking about the new cars. Now, I asked the professor said, hey, I'd go Cadillac again because he's a smart guy. Kobe said, you know what? I'd go Cadillac or maybe a Lexus. I'm pretty sure he used to do drugs pretty heavy when he was younger. All right. But we're praying for him. And then, so Tim Greer, I'm going to ask you the same question. You're going to go buy a brand new car. What would you buy?
I've been working with AMC to come back out with a new Rambler.
So, Matt, what kind of car would you buy?
You're fired.
Well, Tim, we're going around.
Well, seeing how mine and Kobe's answer is probably exactly the same.
Why don't you just tell them you're hunting for a new unicorn? You'd have a better chance of catching one of them.
I've been working.
Hell, more people have seen unicorns.
They've called me
AMC
about designing a new Rambler, so I've been working on it.
I'm
working close with the factory.
That's right. Probably a new Escalade.
See, that's what I like about you.
Yeah.
A Cadillac.
A Cadillac to pull my Rambler around.
You look like a man. You're going to need it. You look like a man with class and sophistication. I almost couldn't get that out when I said that, looking at you. I started stuttering. All right. So, we're like... on Cadillac.
We all gonna go get a Cadillac.
I'm with you, and I know you're gonna say Cadillac.
I tell you, so I drive my daily Silverado.
Maybe we get a sponsorship.
I'm telling you, maybe we get a package deal. You know what I mean?
I wonder if we talked about Cadillacs every week for a year till we get one.
I mean,
we would still.
I'm down. I like them.
If they only gave us one, we could drive it one day a week.
Yeah, we could share it. So I drive a Silverado. Bought it new. I love it. It's a great truck. It's loaded out. It's got every button in it. You know, like, I'm the guy that's weird when I order pickup trucks. Like, I'm weird. It takes me, like, you know, I've drove Chevrolet trucks now for the last five new vehicles I've bought. I've been a new Chevrolet truck. But my thing is, like, I'm weird about them. Like, I want certain options. I'm not like a normal truck guy. I've got four-wheel drive, but I don't use four-wheel drive. I like the way it looks. And I like the resale. I don't use my four-wheel drive. I don't go off-road with my four-wheel. I like my red Rancho shocks, but I don't use them necessarily unless I bump a curb at the mall or something.
Mall crawler?
Somewhat. That's where I get my jeans at the buckle. So, but you know, I mean, but like, I love my sunroof. Why do you need a pickup truck with a sunroof? Because it relaxes me. Like, I like to get a little sunshine in, have it on a pretty day, have the knee. I like it.
Most definitely.
I enjoy it. Like, I really like a sunroof in my pickup truck.
Let me ask you this. If Cadillac made a four-door truck.
I wouldn't own it.
Really?
I didn't like the Lincoln Blackwoods. I didn't like the EXTs when they came out.
Yeah.
I don't want a Cadillac truck. I want an Escalade. And I think that's what I'm going to do. So,
and get rid of the truck. Not have a truck.
Right. I don't need a truck.
When's the last time you put some in the back of the truck besides cigarette butts?
I couldn't tell you the last time.
For the trailer.
I think.
Put the trailer.
We put our luggage in the back of it when we went to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't use the back of my truck.
Yep.
I mean, so I don't need a truck like that. I don't cut lumber. I don't go to Lowe's.
You could use a third row.
I could. I have a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying?
We'll ride with you.
Yeah, I'm not real comfortable with you packing down my leather. You know what I'm saying? No offense. Whatever. I don't want you touching my headline and stuff.
I'm sick of these fat jokes and how cameraman over here is the one that weighed the most in Vegas.
He about broke the damn scale at the heart attack grill. He jumped on there and said, one at a time.
You don't even remember what we're talking about. You remember when we was in front of that burger joint?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I was the heaviest one.
You're heavier than Tim?
Yeah, how is that?
You serious?
He was. Couldn't believe it.
Tim's a lot
and
like
I
an
gained,
air bubble.
And I gained 10 pounds in Vegas.
So, anyway.
Back on packing your leather down.
Back on packing my the only cows I want in my Escalade is on my leather seats.
That's right.
So, but anyway.
They need to be heated.
So. So and cooled, and but you know, but hell, my truck now's got heat and cool seats.
Yep.
Like you know, it's got a heat and cool steering wheel. I've gotten. I guess what's the word? Is the word now bougie? Is what they call it?
Yeah.
I've gotten that way with it. I'm not that guy. Like I remember my first Chevrolet truck. My first Chevrolet, my work vehicle that I bought. It was a '92. It was used a '92 Chevrolet truck with no air. Regular cab, roll-up windows, 4.3 V6. And I thought that was the best. I drove that truck for 5 years. Now, I drive a truck that stops itself with a sunroof, leather. And I'm over here like I'm over here looking at trucks, and I'm walking around and I look, and I'm like, ugh, I don't have a sunroof. Ugh. You know, like, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Doesn't have the big screen.
Exactly. Yep. Touchscreen, satellite, Bose. I need all these things. You know what I mean? Got to have chrome wheels. Yeah,
I'll tell you the same thing you told me.
I believe you're rubbing off.
Well,
I know you got them anyway, but I mean, they're just better.
I mean, I broke up with a girl one time because of what she drove. Like I told her, I said, when I said, I don't want you driving this to my house. I'm in it. Like
it didn't have nothing to do with her working at a Waffle House. It was what she drove.
No, I don't care about working at a Waffle House. That's fine. But like I told her, like, my neighbors see this, and they're going to talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to think I'm messing around with a cleaning lady or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean. You got to be straight. My cleaning lady actually had a nicer car than she did. That was the thing about it. She's like,
If you loved her, you'd have bought her a car.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's called dating, not love.
ding, ding, ding. What does love got to do with dating?
Exactly.
Second, but the other part of that is, I'm going to tell you something about buying her a car.
Why don't you sell her a car?
You know what? That's actually, I missed out on a good opportunity.
That's right. And then sit her on.
But you know what I mean? That's just kind of my thing. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable with Bopar products sitting in my driveway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now the truth comes out.
Exactly. I just don't.
But you know,
she was driving an Omni.
Like you were talking about. You were talking about option trucks and all that stuff. And, you know, having all the loaded ones, it's kind of like you jumping back in your old 72 GMC.
And I like it from time to time.
Exactly. But, you know, I'll jump in my little beater S10, the daily S10, I call it. You know, it's lowered down, wheels, tires, AC, heat, and all that stuff. That's a fun little truck. It don't have zero options, no power windows, no nothing. That's the way it was ordered. But that is a fun little truck just to zip around in from time to time. But I couldn't see myself dailying it. even
you
though
still
I
drive
call
a Toyota
it
the, every day.
Well, for the most part, yeah, because I have.
Well, I tell you,
heated, air conditioned seats, touchscreen. You know, it's got everything.
I like to know that I can speak out loud to my navigation and tell it where I want to go.
Exactly.
I think you rub it off on me. Like tonight, I drove the Trailblazer. That is the newest one I got. Simply because I knew it was going to be cold,
and
we got
heat. You call me a hot rod hypocrite.
It is an SS. What, you ain't got an SS. You drive.
No, I ain't got an SS. I don't need it. You know why? Because I got real hot rods. I got real hot. I don't need factory branded hot rods. I got real hot rods.
Real. I ain't got no real ones.
Reelins. I tell you what, we got to take a real commercial break.
Again.
Got to stay tuned. We got a lot more hot rods and happy hour. Head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.